Both in the world of Hasidus and in the world of Musar, the struggle of Korach with Moshe Rabbeinu is not a simple one. They say from the Yismach Moshe in Hasidus that he, whatever this means, was a Gilgal of a sheep in the time of Moshe and Korach. And he said the arguments of Korach were not simple arguments. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal understood that Korach's famous questions to Moshe Rabbeinu, what would halacha be if you have a garment that's full of tcheles? Would it also need tzitzis? Would it need the string of tcheles if all of it is blue? Or the argument, a room that's full of svarim, would it actually need a mezuzah? The svarim repeat all of Kriya Shema, so much of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, would it also need a mezuzah? At first glance, at first blush, that argument is simply a argument which points a hole to the internal logic of the halachic system. But Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that just like the Yismach Moshe, in a very different methodology, emphasized that Korach's arguments of Ki Kolo Eda Kulam Kedoshim were deep spiritual arguments, albeit incorrect. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in the rational world, the argument of Kolo Eda Kulam Kedoshim was the rebellion of common sense. Korach's arguments were that there were certain parts in the halachic system that weren't what he deemed common sense. And Moshe Rabbeinu's response is not that Torah is built on common sense. He didn't refute the internal arguments. But Korach's error is that he claims that everything in halacha could be understood based on common sense. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that the epistemology of Torah follows a different order that Korach had suggested. Korach had suggested that the rubric is based on da'as, which Rav Soloveitchik claimed is common sense. But in truth, in Torah, of course, we know Chabad comes first. It needs to be chachma, bina, and then da'as. Chachma being the internal epistemology, the rules of Torah, just like physics has its own internal set of rules, and not all of them follow the rules of common sense. Rav Soloveitchik gave an example. He said, an analogy with science is helpful. If you take a look at Aristotelian physics, it sometimes relied on common sense experience. It maintained that an object falls because it has weight, which seems outwardly reasonable. But Galileo and Newton showed them to be wrong. They replaced common sense surface judgments with scientific laws. Sometimes even what seems to be common sense in science is proved as incorrect. Torah starts with the Chachma, the internal logic of Sinai. Then it is given over to the Chachme Adoros with two parts of analysis. One is Bina. Bina being testing and examining the rules of Torah and the conclusions of its scholars with the internal epistemology of Torah, that's Bina, being Medame Milsa Lemilsa, comparing one item to the next, and then does Das appear, does common sense appear. There's a legend that Rav Soloveitchik was once approached, actually, I believe it was a Rav in Brookline, who was approached and then approached Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav himself, the younger rabbi, is a rabbi's rabbi. I don't want to say his name because I haven't verified with him. I've had the schus to meet him. He's a very, very special man. Rabbi Meiselman Shlita quotes the Rav, that Rav by name. He was approached by a woman who wanted to wear a talis. And the Rav was, that Rav was uncomfortable with it. And he went to Rav Soloveitchik, and he asked the rabbi's rabbi at that time, the Rav, Eitza what to do. Now, the way the story could be presented is that it could be presented in a harsh way. The Rav was not like that. The Rav was a gentleman, even with people who were entirely unaffiliated, and he was not harsh or caustic. So the following must have been done in a soft manner, but the Rav called the woman in, and he suggested to her to wear a practice run, to wear just the talis, four corners without tzitzis, which Rav Soloveitchik felt al pi halacha would be no iser for a woman since she's not mechuyeves. And she wore the talis for a month. He suggested to her give a trial run and then come back. She came back and she recounted that it was such a uplifting experience. And the Rav said, well, then that's not halacha, because according to halacha, it shouldn't have been a spiritual experience. Rav Soloveitchik felt that there were many times, and we see this today, that people are motivated by an emotion, even a sincere emotion. We're not judging the emotion. But in order for it to be called a religious experience, it needs to be rooted in Chachma and Bina, and then only emotion or common sense can play a role. I had a similar experience. I'm learning with the Talmidim over Zoom, and younger rabbis questioned. Some people feel that going to a simcha is more intimate today over Zoom. You can see the person very, very clearly. You can see the chassan and kala. And the suggestion was, let's make a minyan over Zoom. Can Zoom work as a minyan? And the answer is, according to the halachic system, no. Zoom cannot create a minyan. Everybody needs to be in the same physical place. Does Das corroborate that? Maybe yes or maybe no. But Chachma and Bina are clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be in many places at once. But a human being can't be in two places. I'm learning with you, I am here, and you are there. Das might say one thing, but the halacha clearly elucidates something else. And therefore, if a person is not rooted in Chachma, Bina, and then Das, then they're not entitled to suggest a halachic approach. Just like I am not entitled to suggest a physics theorem in physics, because that's not my background. And therefore, we have to, as B'nai Torah, first, before we come to conclusions about religious life, we need to immerse ourselves first in the sphere of Chachma, Bina, and Das. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, I'm sure, in a manner that was soft and caring, suggested to this woman. One has to be very, very careful that we look at Avodas Hashem through that methodology. And Soloveitchik added, this has been written up as his drush on the common sense rebellion, why the halachic system works this way. Why can't emotions be trusted? And if one feels spiritual, why can't that be considered, recognized from a Torah's perspective as spiritual? And he gave three reasons. First, the religious emotion is volatile, ever-changing and unstable. Secondly, each person feels each experience differently. Rituals would continually have to be reformulated to correspond to the feeling of different individuals at different times. And here's a critical line. This kind of ever-changing worship, which responds to varying sensations, is basically idolatrous. In other words, it leads to a point where the individual is no longer serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they end up serving themselves, serving their own emotional aesthetic. And finally, Rav Soloveitchik gave a message which was appropriate to the 60s and 70s. Third, we have no reliable gauge to differentiate secular type of response from genuine religiously experienced. There are many non-religious reactions which claim transcendental qualities of holiness. The love impulse, the aesthetic quest of the artist, and nowadays the indulgence in potent mind-transforming drugs can easily be confused with religious experience. Rav Shamshon Fall Hirsch writes, that is why the Torah prohibits a Kohen to drink wine before going into Avodah. That is why the Torah prohibits a Rav from paskening a Shaila after having drunk wine, a significant amount of wine. Because the Torah has given us, in our pure state, and in its pure state, all that we need to be Ovdei Hashem. And if we begin to alter with those halachic metaphysics, then ultimately what happens is, chas v'chalila, a self-worship, or, God forbid, a distortion in the Avodah Bifnim. There was an amazing chabura that one of the Chevrei HaKola in our Beis Medrash, Mavak She'emes, Rab Lavi Zarit, gave in discussing a bracha she'en etzricha, and he pointed out something amazing in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos and Perek Yud Beis, as well in Hilchos Brachos Perek Hei, says that if someone says a bracha she'en etzricha, then they're in violation of one of the Aseres Adiras or Sisa She'em Hashav. The Pashtos, the simple reading of the Rambam, is that's an Isur Daraisa. Even if one holds the Rabbanan, it falls under the category of Lo Sisa She'em Hashav. Rav Levi pointed out, if you look further in the Rambam says, if one uses Hashem's name in a way that is guttural, profane, just uses God's name unnecessarily, there the Rambam does not put it under the category of Lo Sisa She'em Hashav, using God's name in vain. It's a violation of an asay, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. In Isra Asay, we all know that a lav of the Aseres Adibros is more chamor than in Isra Asay. Yet the Rambam describes that using a shvua, which is supposed to motivate a person spiritually, or using a bracha that is ostensibly good, Baruch Atah Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro. If a person has a religious emotion and he wants to say the bracha of Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro, he sees a beautiful sunset, then the Rambam says that's a violation of the Sisa Shem Hashav, a distortion of how a bracha is supposed to be used, a distortion of how a shavua is supposed to be used, a distortion of the spiritual mechanics, a distortion of how a talis is supposed to be used, is worse than taking religion and making it guttural, in the sense of using God's name in the gutter. Everybody understands that that individual who violates as Hashem Elokecha Tira has diminished himself. But don't diminish halacha. Don't diminish Chachma Bina and Das. Let's not take our own mortal common sense and use it to distort HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Let us take our Das and elevate it by raising it up to Chachma Bina and Das. And then we'll be Zocha to all the Madregos of Avodas Hashem. Let's use our common sense in a holy way and not use holiness in a guttural way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata deshmaya to be able to elevate our Das to a Das Elyon and thereby elevate our Amachei Varim and Shesagidim. That's why Parshas Korach goes into Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas, Zois Chukas HaTeira, tells us that the tikkun for Korach is subjugating ourselves and elevating ourselves to the laws of Torah, even when they don't seem to make any sense at all. Amarti ech kemeh v'hi rechoka mimeni. If I was going to become wise through Torah by simply using my Das, then Parshas Parah Aduma doesn't make any sense. Parah Aduma in its extreme is the tikkun for the extreme Avera of Korach. The Avera of Korach that sometimes we all fall into. Yismach Moshe said it was hard. The argument of common sense rebellion ensnares many. Let us use our common sense by being mitzarefit to Das Elyon of Kudsha Brichu.